My dear friends, today is the Pentecost Sunday, and I want you to focus your attention towards the first reading for today, Acts chapter 2, verses 1 to 13, where we read about the coming of the Holy Spirit upon the disciples, and later on, what happened in the life of the disciples and how the ministry of Jesus, that is the proclaiming of the good news, spreaded from Jerusalem, Samaria, and to the ends of the world. Pentecost gives us three reasons to celebrate. The first one is Pentecost means the end of the Easter season. All these 50 days we have focused our attention to various biblical texts in which we reflect on the appearance of the risen Lord to his disciples. And from today, we end the Easter season. And from coming Sunday, that is the God of the Sunday, Holy Trinity Sunday, with that Sunday, we move into the ordinary time. The ordinary time. And the second reason for us to celebrate Pentecost is it is the birthday of the church. It's the birthday of the church. On the Pentecost day, the disciples were empowered, and from there started the church. It is also a birthday of the new world. The birthday of the new world. As we know, God created the first world, as we read in the book of Genesis. And we know what happened to that world. People started going away from God. And on the Pentecost day, the Holy Spirit came and he sanctified the whole earth and gave a new birth to the earth. So it is the birthday of the church and it is the birthday of a new earth, a new world. And the third reason is that we celebrate Pentecost. We observe and celebrate the coming of the Holy Spirit upon the disciples, empowering the disciples in their mission. When we look at the background of this Pentecost day, Penta is the 50th day according to Jewish tradition. And after the Sabbath Passover week, that is the 7 into 7, the 49th day, we read this from the book of Leviticus chapter 23, verses 15 and 16. Leviticus 23, 15 and 16. So after the Sabbath of the Passover week, after the 49th day, that is the 50th day, is called Pentecost. So in order to celebrate this great festival, all the Jews from all over the world supposed to come to Jerusalem, gather in Jerusalem. And that is what we see in the book of Acts. We read very clearly, it says, people from all, Jews from all over the world gathered in Jerusalem. Acts chapter 2 verse 5. Now they were staying in Jerusalem, God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. Verse 5. So all of them had to come to Jerusalem to celebrate the great festival called Pentecost. Now I want you to reflect on the book of Acts chapter 2, the passage that we have read. There are two powerful symbols that we find here. The first one is the violent wind. The wind. The wind in the Bible represents the Spirit of God, the living breath. Ezekiel chapter 37 verse 9. We clearly say how the dry bones, after receiving the living breath from God, how they became alive. So wind represents the Spirit of God, the living breath of God, which moves amongst the people. And the second powerful symbol is the fire. Fire in the Bible represents the presence of God. So the wind is the Spirit of God. The fire is the presence of God. Exodus chapter 3 verse 2, where we read about Moses' story. When he saw the burning bush, he experienced the presence of God. And what the Lord said first to Moses, remove your sandals because the place you are staying is holy. The presence of God. The presence of God. And also fire gives the meaning of the judgment. Matthew chapter 3 verse 12. It is the powerful symbol of judgment. God is going to bring. When we think about the fire, my dear friends, we need to understand that fire is a very powerful symbol where we experience the power of the Holy Spirit. So the tongues of fire stood upon each one of them who were gathered at Jerusalem at that point. But what does fire do? You set a fire outside the garden, in the garden, and you burn all the dirt, right? You put all the garbage into that fire. You put all the dirt there. What happens? Have you observed? The fire burns everything. It consumes everything. But does the fire become dirt because you are throwing so much of dirt and garbage into them? Does the fire become dirt or garbage? Never. Never. But the fire burns everything. How much you put into the fire, everything is burned by the fire. Everything is consumed by the fire. But the fire will never turn to dirt or garbage. The fire ultimately remains as fire. My dear friends, this is the symbol that we are supposed to experience in our life as well. In our society today, people can speak bad about us. People can do all the harmful things against us. People can do and say in order to bring a bad name on ourselves. But remember, all these are dirt. All these are garbage. But you remain as fire. You consume everything. You burn everything. And ultimately, you stand as fire. That is the message that we are receiving today on this Pentecost day. The work of the Holy Spirit is to sacralize the entire world, the earth, the creation. It sacralizes, but not secularize. Holy Spirit sacralized the entire earth, but not secularized, my goodness. And we also read in the book of the same text, Acts chapter 2, especially in verse 6. When they heard this sound, the crowd came together in bewilderment, because each one heard them speaking in his own languages. Now, we need to understand this very clearly. There are some churches or denominations of people, or pastors will say, you don't find the Holy Spirit in the Anglican Church because we are not shouting, we are not screaming in the worship. We are very calm and quiet. Yeah? So what they say is there is no Holy Spirit. What kind of spirit are they speaking? I want you to clearly understand. What happened here on the Pentecost day, we read, when they heard this sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment because each one heard them speaking in his own language. When the disciples started speaking after the empowerment of the Holy Spirit, the people who gathered there, we read so many people, Parthians, Medians, Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, lots of people. So they were gathered there. So while the disciples were talking, speaking, each one heard in their own language. That is the work of the Holy Spirit. That is the work of the Holy Spirit. Now, if I say something, in order to give you an impression that I have the Holy Spirit, I am speaking in tongues. Say, Chalabala, 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 Chalabala. Did you understand? In your own language, whether you are Tamil or Sinhalese, did you understand? Or even in English? Did you understand? No? Somehow understood, that's a laugh. What happened? That what the disciples spoke, each person gathered there heard in their own language. That is the work of the Holy Spirit. So, if somebody says, I am speaking in tongues, I mean, at least one person should be able to understand what he's talking. At least one person. If no one is understanding, I don't know what kind of spirit is there. Right? So, it's very clear. It's very clear what has happened on the day of Pentecost. And secondly, what did they speak about? That is found in verse 12, verse 11. Both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs, we hear them declaring the wonders of God in our own languages. Wonders of God. So whoever is filled with the Holy Spirit, or whoever is telling that I have the Holy Spirit, should speak about the wonders of God, the mighty deeds of God. They can't speak about their life, about their whatever. No, they have to speak. All of them have to speak the wonder, the mighty deeds of God only. And that's what happened in the day of Pentecost. Therefore, my dear friends, a lot of people have spirit, but they don't have the Holy Spirit. That is the problem. That is the problem. Most of us have spirit, but how many of us have the Holy Spirit? The people who don't have the Holy Spirit will do so many things. Galatians 5, 19 to 21 very clearly explains what are those things. I don't have time to tell all about it. But if you go and read Galatians 5 verses 19 to 21. And all those who have Holy Spirit will do some other things. That is found in Galatians 5 verses 22 and 23. Where we read about love, joy, peace, patience and all of that. You remember the Tower of Babel? Tower of Babel, you may have studied in Sunday school. What happened? In the Tower of Babel, the confusion led to chaos because of the pride of the human being. The confusion led to chaos. But what happened in the Pentecost, the confusion led to clarity. The confusion led to clarity. And that is why the people gathered there heard everything in their own language. Very clear, the clarity. So the Holy Spirit gives the clarity. The clarity is the strength, my dear friends. What do we have? The Spirit or the Holy Spirit? The disciples were controlled by the power of the Holy Spirit. By whose power? By which power are we controlled today? Let us pray. Gracious God, we thank you for your divine words. We humbly pray that you will continue to bless all of us with the power of the Holy Spirit, so that we will be able to control by your divine power and say and do whatever the things the Spirit prompts us to do. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.